That's better. It only hurts when I breathe, so it's not bad.
Good.
Yeah. Are we going to see you down on the sidelines this week, or are you able to tell?
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot better. I think there's, I mean, there's, unless I'm hurting again, I'll probably be downstairs.
Did it impact in any way
no.
what happened against the Raiders?
No. Me down on the field playing wouldn't have helped at all anyway. So, you know, they'd run right over me too. So. No, I mean it's the same. It's the same calls. You just call them from the field. It's easier to see the players. I really know what's happening. You know, when I'm on the field. A lot of people say, "Hey, you go upstairs. I can see this and that." Well, I really know what's happening on the field, so it's not a. It's not. That's why I don't go upstairs. I got a lot of experience in calling these defenses, and when I see something happen, I'm pretty sure why it happened. So, and then I've got the people upstairs that tell me. Routes and things like that. So, another big challenge for us. I mean, number one offense in the league. They're number one passing team, obviously. But they ran the ball for 248 yards last week, and both running backs have been over 100 yards the last 2 weeks. So, it'll be a challenge for our defense again. Can't say enough about Drew Brees. I was lucky enough to be with him at San Diego. You know, it seems like all the great players I've been with are great people, too, and he's one of those guys. You know, a lot of great quarterbacks, Jim Kelly and, of course, John Elway here. And I don't know Tom Brady that well, but he seemed like a great person, too. I mean, all those guys have the same kind of characteristic off the field, too, which is great for our game. And he's a great player, so it's going to be a big challenge.
Wade, not accustomed to seeing your defense give up the run rushing yards like you have the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, once you get down in the rushing game, now when they run it 43 times, they're going to make some yards on you. You know, you got to keep them. You got to be in the game early enough that they can't run the ball every down. So, and once you get down in the running game, you know the stats. It's hard to catch up in a running game. You know, passing game goes 300 and. You know, it goes up and down real fast. They can catch up with you real fast. So we just got to work at it. You know, last year we were 3.3 per rush, which was the best in the last 4 years of anybody. So our running game hadn't been as good. Our run defense, I'm talking about. We played some good offensive teams, obviously, but, we just got to grind in the run.
A lot of the guys talked about how it was maybe a tackling thing and not necessarily a scheme thing, and they attributed that to just
well, you hope it's not a scheme thing if you're coaching, but no, I think we can help them. You know, we ran more blitzes than we've run since I've been here in that one game, and we still didn't stop them enough in the running game. So, we've looked at it. We think we've got some things that will help us from now on. This team will certainly run the ball if they have the opportunity. When they saw us last week and what they did last week, I mean, I would imagine they're going to try to run the football, although they can throw it better than anybody.
We talked about how well you guys stopped it last year. Where do you think the biggest difference is this season?
Coaching, probably. You know, I mean, I always blame myself first. I mean, I think that's where you start. I mean, it's sometimes it's not working, you know, maybe working enough on it in training camp, working the preseason. Utilizing the talent you have. I mean, you know, we don't have great size inside. So, we've got to do some things that help us there.
Are you concerned about the manpower up front with, you haven't had Malik, but Vance Walker? And
yeah, losing those two guys, obviously, you know, going to hurt you some. Both of them were starters. So, Wolf's out this week, but or whenever. So he's out this week probably. So. We've got some things we think we can do. We've got some guys from the secondary that can help us that are good tacklers and aggressive people. So we'll just try to include them as much as we can too. When you do that, you sometimes give up the passing game, and that's passing game's where people beat you most of the time. This league is a passing league, and the scoring normally comes from the passing game. You know, excuse me. Water? Yeah. Thanks. So, the first thing you want to do is make sure they can't throw the ball on you and you can rush the passer. And then, because if you ever get ahead, that's where you have to be. If you ever get ahead in a ball game, you have to be able to stop the pass. Not letting them control the ball, obviously, is important as far as the running game, but they normally don't score many points if they run the ball a whole lot, because they don't average per play what you do in the pass. So that's part of the philosophy.
Okay, thanks, Coach. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you about New Orleans. I mean, you coached there in the 80s. What there made you a better coach? That was your first coordinator gig, right?
I started out there. They were wearing the bags over their heads when we went there. So, they at that time they said who that going to beat them Saints, and then they said everybody. So, we had a long ways to go. We went from last to 11th in the league the first year. So, we played some pretty solid defense. I was proud of that group. We led the NFL in pass defense in a dome stadium, which there weren't that many dome stadiums a couple of times. So, we had a good group and good defense, and I enjoyed it. Really, certainly helped my career.